WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. We can talk about health care after the government reopens. That from Senate Majority Leader John Thune telling MSNBC he has offered Democrats a vote on extending Obamacare subsidies. But he continues to insist that the government must be reopened before those conversations can happen. As immigration raids continue, some police departments are taking money to partner with ICE. But not in Dallas.
We were offered $25 million to be a part of 287G.
Says Dallas Police Chief Daniel Como.
And we said absolutely no. Turned it down.
184 agencies in Texas and the state DPS itself have said yes.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Chicago, immigration agents have demanded passports and visas from legal residents as proof of identity. President Trump says he's considering ground strikes in Venezuela to take out drug cartels. It was pneumonia that claimed Diane Keaton at age 79, reports People magazine. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government has been shut down for more than 2 weeks now, and that could impact Wisconsinites facing hunger. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues.
Data from Feeding America shows 1 in 10 Wisconsinites and 1 in 6 Wisconsin kids face food insecurity. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is reportedly planning to cancel $1.5 billion going to Wisconsin companies for clean energy initiatives. A leaked document from the Department of Energy shows they're planning to cancel about $16 billion approved last year by the Biden administration. That money was set to go toward companies and projects with clean energy goals. Harley-Davidson was set to get $89 million to develop electric motorcycles. Madison-based nonprofit Slipstream is supposed to get almost $12 million for multiple projects, including making some Madison buildings able to adapt to their energy needs. And Wisconsin Power and Light is supposed to get $50 million to upgrade the electrical grid in rural areas and $30 million to build a first-of-its-kind powered storage system in Columbia County. Governor Tony Evers has written a letter to the Department of Energy pushing for them to keep these grants and loans. He says these projects build energy independence and create jobs, all while advocacy group Energy Innovation found that the average Wisconsinite will pay an extra $300 in energy bills each year by 2035 because of Republicans' big, beautiful bill passed in July. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game 3 tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won 4 in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few isolated showers around today, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-60s. An isolated shower possible tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, but warm for mid-October on Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker Kara Mulrooney makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Dan Hess of Old World Wisconsin joins me to discuss a big upcoming event. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We asked those of you living in them to show us your hellholes. And before I share this, I want to warn you, this is not for the faint of heart.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Kapil reporting from the hellhole that is Chicago. You can see behind me there's about 40,000 people that are being forced to run for their lives. They're going to run 26 miles. There's people all around them, jeering them, making fun of them. Some are even offering them bananas.
We're in downtown Chicago. There's radical musicians playing on the street.
It's getting scary out here. The bushes themselves are turning on ICE agents. The houses are turning gay. Send help.
We're really, really frightened. We're just trying to survive. And I want to say the restaurant where my husband and I are eating is out of the Crab Rangoon.
I'm here in Chicago where the carnage continues. The latest, our beloved $4 car wash has turned into a $5 car wash. As our community grows a bit more unrecognizable by the day, Antifa wins.
Oh my God, I don't even recognize this country anymore. If you would like to share the terror and mass violence that either is or definitely isn't taking place in your city, make a video, upload it to YouTube or any social media platform with the hashtag ShowMeYourHellhole.
We should do that here in L.A.
Thank you.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel, hero of democracy.
Yeah.
Once again, Chris, what do I say? Doing better journalism than all of the mainstream media. Yeah. That's what I keep saying. Why is it the only the Trump-appointed judge that says what you're saying about these cities is completely detached
right.
from reality?
Right.
It is not happening. What you're saying is happening. But that's a way that, you know, takes our power back, makes it funny, but it shows you how ridiculous it is.
Yep.
We have to skip to the 16.
Oh, okay.
Just because this is why they're so threatened by late night comics. This was hilarious. So Colbert did a thing with, you know, the inflatable frogs in Portland. Hang on.
And now a response from the leader of the frog resistance.
It's Kermit.
And why do they have to hide? You can spray us with pepper, but we won't surrender. We'll respond with a naked bike ride. The monsters our city will stand up to fashion.
Hilarious. Hilarious. By the way, somebody said Kimmel had a skit with a drag queen reading Eric Trump's book to kids, and I'm dying over here.
Aww.
That's how you do it. Yeah. That's why it's so powerful. And by the way, it is hard to parody Eric Trump. Did he just...
Somebody tried?
He said Trump is saving God, so Trump has gone from being God.
Yeah.
Right. He's...
Saving God.
God needed saving.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Is this even too much for the cult, maybe, for Christians?
John was in trouble.
Yeah, we'll ask John about this. Okay. John Fugelsang.
He's on today.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
He said, we're saving Christianity. Can you take your organ out for me, Bella? Thanks so much. We're saving Christianity. We're saving God. We're saving the family unit. Just fill in your own thought bubbles here. We're saving this nation. I mean, DEI is out of the window. You no longer have Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the national anthem. You no longer have Budweiser going trans as hell.
What?
All of this is dead. We have a return to people going to church.
Eric Trump has never had a Budweiser in his life.
He added that despite his dad's recent jokes that he won't get into heaven, the president will, in fact, go to heaven for achievements such as the fake peace deal that's fallen apart in 24 hours.
Oh, that's not, yeah. It's not a peace deal anymore.
No. Arguing that Trump surviving the assassination attempt was further proof of his divine protection. John Favreau said, we've moved rather quickly from God save Trump to Trump is saving God, which I guess is a foundation of the new MAGA religion. Do they get cultier every day? Okay, so Eric Trump deserves all the mockery that we can we can muster.
Yeah.
Okay, also we were saying, Ron Filipowski says, we don't hate America, we hate what Trump is doing to it. I double and triple down, I keep saying it, to go, I understand we're all afraid in some way or another. This latest thing, he's going to send the IRS after left-wing groups like Democratic donors, etc.
Yeah, the Tides Foundation, George Soros, everything.
But again, they wouldn't be, that's why they're so terrified of this protest, because they keep trying to call us everything from, what are they calling, not just Antifa, but Hamas terrorists and worse than ISIS and MS-13.
Yeah.
And Right, that thing we can't say.
Yeah.
Trendy agar. Doesn't it sound a little like a garbage disposal? Something like you dropped a fork?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trendy.
Or you dropped Lily Tomlin in the garbage disposal.
Right. Concepcion! Okay, that was from Incredible Shrinking Women. You don't know that one. That's on your assignment list for this weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll write it down. I'll take note. I actually will.
Okay. Caroline says, everyone who's afraid to join in No Kangs or other protests needs to understand this. You're afraid of the wrong thing. You should be afraid of what will happen if we all stay home. Make no mistake, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare people into staying home so then they can go, oh, look, it's just a few little straggly terrorists here and there.
Well, yeah, but they're also trying to tie any protest against this president to these horrible terrorist organizations when it is still legal to protest what your president is doing.
Right. I mean, I would say they are this is the Love America protest.
Yeah.
By the way, every time they talk, I'm finding another one to go to. I'm going to try to get to five or six. I'm going to join you and Lonnie, or you and Jody. I think I'm going to go to that one and go to the Hollywood one and see how many I can get to.
Good luck finding parking.
Triple, quadruple. No, I'm not driving anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Walk into that one. Maybe Uber to that one. Yeah. I've got a plan.
Can you walk to North Hollywood?
No. Hollywood. Hollywood's only here.
Right, but then, you know.
Oh, no, that one's Studio City they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Why am I doing this with
I don't
my pen?
Know.
I'm like pointing to exactly where it is. Okay, we were saying, our friend Mike Nella said, Mamdani is so good at this. Here he is on Fox News calling Trump, Adams, and Cuomo corrupt as hell while defining his brand. Fox is going to regret having him on. You were saying, Chris, she did not do much pushback.
Yeah, I
don't think
it.
She was. They've created such a boogeyman.
Yeah.
They weren't, like, prepared for his charm.
No, they weren't.
And she didn't really. I mean, this is what happens. They build up a boogeyman, and then when the boogeyman doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Right, which is why it was so smart of him.
Right. Yeah, he was like, she was like, why haven't you apologized to these cops? And he's like, I apologize to them right now. I've been trying to apologize to them in person, but I'm, en masse, I'm apologizing to them right now.
Yeah.
She wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, here we have a clip. Here it is.
I just want to speak directly to the president, which is that I will not be a mayor like Mayor Adams who will call you to figure out how to stay out of jail. I won't be a disgraced governor like Andrew Cuomo who will call you to ask how to win this election. I can do those things on my own. I will, however, be a mayor who is ready to speak at any time to lower the cost of living. That's the way that I am going to lead this city. That's the partnership I want to build, not only with Washington, D.C., but anyone across this country. Mm-hmm. I think it's important because too often the focus on the needs of working class Americans, working class New Yorkers, are put to the side as we talk more and more about the very kinds of corrupt politicians like Andrew Cuomo that delivered us into this kind of crisis.
Wow. By the way, I think he's up by almost 20 points. So maybe that's the other thing is, you know, Fox knows this is probably a done deal and they want access. Who knows? But or as you said, she just seemed completely unprepared.
She was unprepared for his charm.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked in conservative newsrooms before where you build up the opposition to, you know, this being this monster.
Right.
But they actually come in studio with you and you're like, oh, OK, they're not the monster that we thought they were.
Yeah. Right.
That's exactly what happened here.
So, speaking of ramping up the rhetoric before the, and Fox News, Hannity, let's see, Hannity said, wherever you live, find out where these rallies are and stay and keep your family as far away as possible. That's my tip of the week. Don't go to these rallies. Don't have anything to do with it. Now, if you want to report on it, just know you're putting yourself in a hostile area, and God only knows what some of these lunatics on the left are capable of. If that does not make you want to go to seven of them, I don't know what will. But it's just, it's blatant fear-mongering and bullying. Right. And by the way, a lot of the, you know, protest signs are, you know, don't take the bait. Right. People know to go and be nonviolent, which is... Yeah.
Don't break stuff.
Right. Yeah, exactly. A Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, the overly creepily smiley guy.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Is he the gay one?
Yes.
Oh, he is the gay
yes.
one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
He's the hot-headed homo. He's the one that's gotten fisticuffs.
Yes.
Right? With Elon Musk and someone else.
Right. He keeps getting into fisticuffs with people in his own cabinet.
Yeah, he's the hot-headed homo.
Yeah. Okay.
As we've dubbed him. He appears intent on using the vast resources of his department to attack left-wing political groups as if they were foreign terrorist organizations. He compared Charlie Kirk's death to domestic 9/11.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, now we've really gone round the bend. We have condemned unequivocally on this show multiple times Charlie Kirk's death, but oh my God, really? How do you think the 9/11 families feel about that?
Yeah.
And again... Some MAGA, Trump-loving gun nut family gave this kid access to a gun and now want to blame his politics, which we have no evidence of, other than, you know, that's the storyline the Trump administration wants to tell. All right, and speaking of intimidation, we got to do a local story here.
Oh.
Right? Midas Touch said, sources tell Midas Touch the White House will shut down portions of the I-5 for Vice President J.D. Vance's Marine Corps spectacle during the No Kings protest, triggering chaos, gridlock, and outrage as troops go unpaid during the shutdown. Gavin Newsom said, Trump and J.D. Vance think that shutting down the I-5 to shoot out missiles from ships is how you respect the military. Yeah, while you're not paying them. And didn't he just double the bailout for Argentina? It's $40 billion now?
I didn't see that.
It's insane. Who was this one? Pixie says, I beg your absolute audacious pardon. What the did you say? What do you mean after they close parts of the I-5 for a vanity parade for Vance in California, they're going to launch rockets from warships into Camp Pendleton? Oh, so we're going to war against our own military, essentially?
Yeah.
A show of force on No King's Day. What the absolute...
They're shutting down pretty much the only artery between two major West Coast cities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go out to San Bernardino and down, but that's like, that adds a couple of hours to your trip.
Right.
But,
I mean, I've seen reports.
Is this a show of power by the White House against Gavin Newsom?
Yes, and it's everything they can think of to intimidate people to not turn out on Saturday. That's how terrified they are of this. It's a lovely life post. I drove through Camp Pendleton on the 5 a couple hours ago and noticed an unusual number of military ships off the coast. A lot more activity than usual onshore. It looked like full-on war games. This might be why. Also shutting down the 5 and shooting off missiles for fun or to disrupt or take away attention from the No Kings rally into an area known for fire. Is reckless and dangerous because of course it is right. I mean it's just again the cruelty, the destruction, the chaos is the point always.
This would be like shutting down I-95 between Boston and New York. You just can't do that. The commerce, trucks use that highway every day.
I mean, I'm telling you, this is getting scary. The sort of combination of what's the signs we're getting from the Supreme Court about the Voting Rights Act that literally could lose the South for Democrats forever, you know, on top of the, all of the other ways. They're, you know, I think Mark Elias talked about it. This troops, you know, intimidating voters, you know, during the midterms in blue cities. I mean, they have found any number. If only they use this energy to find creative ways to actually help people.
Yeah.
The myriad ways they find to cheat in elections and try to rig it and try to, you know, or stop it or whatever. I think they see what's coming. So that's why they're, you know, just really bullying and bullying and bullying about this Saturday. Oh, do we have any more of the bullying? I believe we do. Let's see. Here we go. Five. This is that's the talking point is the Hate America rally. Yeah, here we go.
I hope it ends soon. I don't think it will end before the, you know, Hate America rally on the mall on Saturday, where they all the Marxists and Antifa people and all the people who hate Trump and hate America will be there.
Yeah, they think it's only going to be in one place, on the mall. I don't think they realize that this is going to be in every city across the country.
Yeah, they're saying potentially this could be the biggest protest ever. So, you know what? And bring an American flag. I might wear my American flag shirt with my tiny baby nephew, made for me. So, there's too much to get to in one segment now. Is this what we're calling it? Bella, the out of the gate? It's a lot of.
Oh, yeah.
My craw is, unbelievably full. Yeah,
subscribe to it, please.
Yeah, Happy Hour is now includes the previous out of the gate podcast, which was separate, but now it's all one thing.
Yep. Oh, it's a fantastic big, and it helps the Stephanie Miller cinematic universe.
It does.
Download it, give it 5 stars.
Subscribe to it.
Yeah, do it. Okay. We have a big Thursday show. We have all our regulars and John Fugelsang today. Very exciting.
Packed.
Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen. Let's see. Oh, you know what I'm going to do Saturday? I'm going to do a 40-mile bike ride, and then I'm going to march for 11 billion miles to get to No Kings Rally and in the No Kings Rally, et cetera. Why? Because my hips are juicy. The most abundant protein in your body, collagen. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Check this out. The top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see and a special offer. It's a quick read. Could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping for the best collagen. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, everybody. It's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zipa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zipa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zipa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
You want to vote for a governor.
You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
Is practicing politics as a businessman slowly gets stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. By the way, I forgot some heroes of democracy in the first segment. All of the Pentagon reporters that turned in their badges and walked out in mass. That's what solidarity looks like. Nancy Pelosi with zero Fs left to give. Oh, my God. Because that's all there's left are MAGA reporters. And someone's chasing her down going, why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th? And she just turns around and goes, shut up. She said, don't come around here with these Republican talking about talking points. Trump never sent the National Guard. I mean, them trying to rewrite the history of January 6th is really one of the most extraordinary, despicable memory holes
in our
history. That's right. Be a hero of democracy.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Oh, look, here's another one from Chicago. Oh, hi, Karen. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, so this moment requires bravery on all of our parts. When we're seeing the mainstream media and other people cowering and not being courageous and brave in this moment and standing up to the bully, this is the time that we need to be unafraid. And yes, of course, they're trying to intimidate. Yes, they're trying to paint us as, anti-American. They've done this all the time. I remember going to the marches in D.C. during the Iraq War, and they called us unpatriotic.
Yeah.
It is our flag. That flag stands for courage and getting rid of a king. We're not going back. We are not going to go back. And they're going to try, and they're going to keep trying. I just ask everybody that in our protest, let's be smart about it. At Broadview, there are hours that we can protest there. The mayor put through an executive order, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm begging people, and especially white allies, please be respectful of the mayor's executive order. 6 p.m., leave. Go home. There doesn't have to be a standoff with state police. This is a majority black and brown community, and she is doing that because it is she's getting a lot of calls from residents the helicopters overhead, the sirens, the unrest on 25th and over in her community, she's asking respectfully for people to respect that. It puts a burden on first responders in that community, which puts a burden on the residents there.
Don't take the bait. Be peaceful, be nonviolent, but show up in force this Saturday, won't you? 29 minutes after the hour, Carl Frisch, right? Yep. Next.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests. And the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs. And so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball. And it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Ziemer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Rickall-Carvera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few isolated showers around today, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-60s. An isolated shower possible tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, but warm for mid-October on Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 53 degrees.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from WXCO in Wausau, Wisconsin for their open house. Chad Holmes from XCO is along, as well as Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area on Politics. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Some bad apples. These are the future of the Republican Party.
This was so vile. It is hard to find the words to put into context. These are racist, sexist, disgusting remarks. And there's got to be consequences. Kick them out of the party. Take away their official roles. Stop using them as campaign advisors. This bullshit has to stop.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's my Buffalo gal. She's from Buffalo. Kathy Hochul.
Uh-huh.
Governor Hochul.
Oh, yeah.
From up the transit from Lackport. And Tanawenda and Cheek the Wagon, Lackawanna.
She's got that
she's
flat
She's had enough
A.
of this bull.
Yeah, she's got that flat A.
Yeah,
that,
she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I make a point, Bella? I'm sure you'll agree. Mm-hmm. Rachel, among other people, said the young Republicans aren't kids. They're grown-ass adults. They're in their 20s all the way up to 40. I think a couple of them are a couple years younger than J.D. Vance. So he's like, oh, these are just college teenagers having a blah.
No.
Stop calling these degenerates kids. Another great point. Hold, please. Brendan says, framing these 30-year-old Nazi incels as kids while simultaneously framing all the black teenagers shot by police as adults is exactly as racist as it sounds. There's J.D. Vance. Do we have him just being smirky about it? Just, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Grow up. I'm sorry. Focus on the real issues. Don't focus on what kids say in group chats. But
they're not kids.
Kids do stupid things, especially young boys. They tell edgy, offensive jokes. Like, that's what kids do.
Oh,
and I really don't want us to grow up in a country where a kid telling a stupid joke, telling a very offensive stupid joke, is cause to ruin their lives.
These were men up to 40 years old.
Right. They're just, they're just some scampy kids.
No, they're not.
There is such a difference between being edgy, making an edgy joke, and just being racist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
And they knew what they were saying was wrong, they kept saying, if this ever got out, would lose our jobs.
This is locker room talk, grab them by the kid version, right? Oh, it's just boys. It's just boys being boys. I mean, unfortunately, has any prominent Republicans really even condemned this? Not at all. Have you read any of these? Anyway, you know what? Somebody who knows a little something about kids on the school board, that guy.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hello, Mr.com. Hi.
Good morning.
I mean, isn't this exactly what is wrong? This is the behavior the President of the United States models. I think, someone said, and Bella sort of echoed this yesterday, if any of this surprised you, you don't know any young Republicans. She knew them in college.
Yeah.
Well, hearing people call them kids have better judgment than this.
Yes, yes.
And you're right, they're up to 40, and there's a lot of lurkers that hang on after 40. So, some personal responsibility would be nice, but it's not surprising that leaders who excuse everything will excuse this too.
Can I just say I appreciated at least someone saying this? Was this Abby Phillip on CNN having a discussion about this, Carl?
The saddest thing about this story is that it was not the least bit surprising to me. I mean, I don't think anyone who I know who's familiar with where the Republican Party has been going the past decade or so is the least
Hitler
bit,
or fascist.
Well, J.D. Vance literally called Donald Trump Hitler. What are you talking about? J.D. Vance said that himself.
Should we not be surprised at where the Republican Party is going?
I'm what? It's a typical CNN panel where you can't. But J.D., literally the vice president of the United States is the only one that has called a prominent, has called Trump Hitler, literally, right?
Right. Yeah. And I think the problem is that, this is clearly not going to be the only thing that we see. We've seen the Nazified American flag in a Republican congressman's office. And now there's some investigation that they're helping to lead. I mean, the investigation is that it was over the shoulder of a guy with pins around it, framing it on his bulletin board.
But
a legislative aide.
Didn't they try we don't know how that got here. Really? Because I think I'd noticed a giant Nazi flag on the wall of my office.
Well, it wasn't just there. It was surrounded by pins or something around it. So somebody had taken the time not only to put it up, but to decorate it.
So, Carl, they're obviously terrified of these of the protests on Saturday, right? I mean, which tells you how powerful they are.
Yeah, and every effort to push back is now being framed as some kind of insurrection when it's simple, peaceful protest. And, you know, we saw reporting this week that the Trump administration will be using the Treasury Department to go after liberal nonprofit organizations. They will take any opportunity they have to try and silence dissent. And that's when they win, and that's when authoritarianism takes full hold.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think we have Hakeem Jeffries talking about this weekend.
The effort to mischaracterize the rallies that are going to take place all across the country is part of the continued right-wing disinformation machine that is failing to persuade the American people to what this shutdown is all about. And as a result, Republicans are falling apart.
Boy, oh boy, those Epstein files have got to be, like, as Eric Swalwell says, like, game over. I mean, because apparently there's enough Republicans, I think, gathering even without Representative Grijalva, right?
No, I mean, they're making Congresswoman Grijalva famous by holding her out there like this so that she can't sign the discharge petition. You know, when you live in Northern Virginia like I do, you know people who have lost their jobs because of this administration, and not just because they worked for the federal government, but because they worked in any part of an economy that, you know, was supported by the work of important federal workers. And so a government shutdown with illegal firings is like pouring salt in that wound, which is already open.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen the unemployment rate in Northern Virginia skyrocket. It's one of the reasons that I think Abigail Spanberger is so far ahead in the governor's race. Is because of so little attention being paid to the problems that are being caused by this administration in Virginia.
Well, and Carl, as a former political strategist, you got to thank them for the political gifts they keep giving us. Lincoln Project said no money for health care, no money for veterans, no money for farmers. But the good news is Trump just doubled Argentina's bailout to $40 billion. I mean,
it pays when one billionaire.
And they just bought
billionaire.
China's soybeans instead of ours. So this is a giant middle finger to our farmers, isn't it?
Yeah, it pays when one billionaire scratches the back of another billionaire hedge fund magnet. And so, you know, is it good political fodder? Yes, but I would give it all up tomorrow if they would just do the right thing. Right? Like, people are suffering because of these choices that happen to be good politically for Democrats.
Yeah.
They're bad for people.
Yeah. Carl, let me tell you one thing I am concerned about. The Supreme Court appeared poised on Wednesday to upend a key provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, a move that could gut a pillar of the landmark civil rights legislation and prohibit lawmakers from using race as a factor in drawing voting maps. The repercussions for the country's political balance could be sweeping, allowing Republican state legislators to redistrict and eliminate at least a dozen Democratic House seats across the South. As someone, first of all, my dad worked on that legislation. You know, this did not used to be partisan. You know, everyone, Reagan to Bush, this was automatic, the voting rights legislation. And the fact that we are looking to be on the precipice of this is just terrifying, isn't it?
Well, and, you know, it's always a misnomer when the media reports it as using race to draw lines. What it actually is ensuring that lines are not drawn to disempower people because of their race.
Right.
Okay? And so in doing this legislation, they made it possible for black people who are a large portion, and Hispanic people who are a large portion of the southern United States, to have representation in Congress. And when they get rid of this, those members of Congress will disappear.
Yeah.
Because Republicans in those state legislatures will redistrict them into oblivion. And this is all part of the long-term strategy, which we're seeing happen before our very eyes, of redistricting the country so that they have a permanent House majority.
I mean, when Mark Elias sounds the alarm, I listen. He said, "I am sounding the alarm that the GOP is engaged in an all-out attack on voting rights and free and fair elections. Voter suppression, gerrymandering, and troops in blue cities are just some of the ways they're using to try to rig the rules to keep power in 2026 and beyond. Pay attention and act." I would say, you know, we're doing it out here in California, Carl, but I think every blue state has got to fight with every tool in the toolbox, because they're just like North Carolina is the latest one that they're going to, the Republicans are going to try to redistrict, right?
And every single Democrat needs to vote in every election.
Yeah.
We cannot risk anything here. Every election needs to show that there are a lot of people out there who do not agree with this. Most people do not agree with this.
Yeah.
If the only way that you can maintain power is by rigging the rules and choosing your voters, you have no business in power.
And by the way, I think they know this is a Love America rally. I think what they're afraid of, it's going to show you why Trump has a 37% approval rating. You're going to see it. Nobody has to pay us to hate Trump. People all over this country and all over the world do for all of this anti-American stuff that he's doing. This is a booby prize. David says, today's a good day to remember the Democrats had a bill in Biden's first year to end partisan gerrymandering, but Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin blocked it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, right, the John Lewis Act, right? It just shows exactly why we needed this, because of this Supreme Court.
It's that, and once the Supreme Court guts the Voting Rights Act and ensures, more Republicans in the House of Representatives, mark my words, the Senate will do the nuclear option and get rid of the filibuster, providing the complete ability of this administration to never have to talk to another Democrat.
Yeah. By the way, I know there's like a lot, but we've mentioned, I think Carlos mentioned this last week, but Kay said there are still 800 to 1,200 individuals missing from Alligator Alcatraz. Their families can't find them. Their lawyers can't find them. We are severely underreacting about this. This is the whole point of flooding the zone, right? We can't possibly cover all of this, right?
It's hard to take it all in, and it's even it's harder to accept that the United States government has become an institution that would allow this to happen and not see it as a travesty.
Yeah. One last one, because I just, you're so good at, framing stuff for politics. Stinson Carter said they have money for a ballroom, a new plane, and endless golf trips. They have money for ICE, money to occupy cities. They have money for Argentina and Israel, but there's no money to fund health care and reopen the government. I mean, isn't that the core of this, that we should be going at them? This is not America first. This is your whole thing, MAGA, America first. I mean,
all you have to do is go online and see that people are suffering that voted for this guy. And they want to know when they're actually going to start doing things to help people. Because as it stands, it's only getting harder and harder and harder.
Yeah. No, absolutely. We all see. That's the thing. They can't gaslight you for your own grocery bill, right?
Your own grocery bill, heating, health care. We went through this period since Obamacare has been in place where people had a little bit more. It wasn't cheap. Healthcare wasn't cheap, but it was a lot more accessible and a lot cheaper than it had been. So millions of people had healthcare, perhaps for the first time in decades.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be rolling that back because it's going to be becoming unaffordable for many, many people.
Yeah.
And they've got one group of people to blame, and that's Republicans in Congress and this president.
Speaking of political messaging, right, remember we were told, they don't know what a lot of these words mean, oligarchy or whatever. So with, Bernie and AOC back out there, I thought this one was great. Defund Billionaire said, if you're curious what living in an oligarchy is like, it's when the president says we can't afford health care or special education while building himself a golden ballroom and sending $40 billion to Argentina. They might not have known what it was now, but now they now they get what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think as long as if Democrats can commit to spending every minute of every hour in power delivering for everyday people, I think it would be a refreshing taste of what can happen for the American people who have lost confidence in their government's ability to do the right thing because of this president.
And we just played Mamdani on Fox News. I think that's why he's resonating, because he ran largely on affordability issues. And Bernie and AOC, I'm glad they're out there speaking. Here they are.
They've had months and months. This is not a new thing. Ever since Trump's big, beautiful bill was passed, we knew this was happening. They've refused to negotiate. And anyone thinks that tomorrow they'll suddenly start negotiating, I think
is smoking what is illegal in many states.
Okay. On that front, let's get to our next question.
Legal and more.
Should be legal.
Should be legal nationwide. Yeah.
Get that weed vote. Okay. Carl. Mooks for Carl. It's one way to be a fine American. Mooksforcarl.com.
That's
we love
right.
You love
anybody
it, Carl.
Who wants to support me can.
There you go. And who wouldn't want to? How you living if you don't want to support Carl? We love you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. We were just discussing how this is one of those only in L.A. Uh-huh. For off-air discussions when we talk about how cold it is here. Because people are like, you, all over the country. Because we're like, oh, my God, it's raining like 60. Ha. Huh. It's freezing.
There's snow on the mountains.
Right?
Yeah.
This is when I go into my long sleeve Cozy Earth jammies and I get my bubble cuddle blanket. Oh my God, the bubble cuddle blanket. It's a plush textured faux fur. Not just stunning, it's nap inducing. It's so cozy. There I am in my long sleeve Cozy Earth pajamas in several colors. Lavender, blush, black, olive. I can't stop. I'm just telling you, it is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And Cozy Earth backs everything they make. The best sheets, the best comforters, comforter covers, you name it. 100-night sleep trial, a 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Use the code Stephanie at checkout for up to 40% off your new favorite PJs and blankies. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Protect yourself. Do it now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Stephanie Miller.
I'ma do the things that I wanna do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you. I'd eat my candy with a pork and beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to know what this weekend's protests are about, read these young Republican texts. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Whatever that is,
yeah.
We're the opposite.
Stop calling them young Republicans,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, please. They're like, they're some are 20s, but some of them are almost 40.
20 people in their 20s who are racist.
And yeah. 30s and up to 40.
Yeah.
Heather says, the president's son says GOP youth leaders' texts exposing their love for gas chambers, Hitler, and racial slurs is nothing but Democrats trying to distract everyone from the guy who killed Charlie Kirk. Oh, you mean the Trump MAGA gun nut family kid who we still don't know, who, by the way, why is there not more talk about that? If you're going to psychoanalyze that whole, whatever it is, text chain,
right.
The fact that he thinks his family would be more concerned about what happened to the gun that they gave him access to than that he slaughtered another human being tells me you might want to check into that family in terms of who he was and why. Kovac says, MAGA, we have to stop these Marxist woke colleges from brainwashing our young people. The country will crumble into a leftist hellhole if we don't rescue the next generation, us. Hey, check out these young Republicans and their 2,900 pages of text calling people of color monkeys, praising rape and idolizing Hitler. MAGA, oh, kids will be kids. Yeah.
Yep.
It's more locker room talk. Just kids being kids. Jeff in Minnesota. Hi, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
You know, you're talking about how many of these No Kings rallies there are. And I just want to point out, I'm an hour north of Minneapolis. We're having one there by our local Indivisible group. And there are probably 20 within about a 50-mile radius of this.
Oh,
realize what's coming.
Yeah, we have 11 billion just in
the LA
area.
Yeah,
that's
a lot.
So you can definitely find one near you. I would say don't be scared. Get someone to go with you. You know, by the way, people were giving tips about, you know, if you're worried about, you know, like turn your location off, put your phone in airplane mode, you know, wear a hat, wear sunglasses, whatever.
Also, stay outside of the downtown area of your city if you're worried about that. Because a lot of the suburban areas or like other areas, they're pretty, I mean, at least in Los Angeles the last time we had a New Kings rally, it was very chill. There wasn't a big police presence, but there was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
You know, it's safe. It's pretty safe. Just stay out of the downtown area.
And I happen to be traveling, but I found the one in Lynchburg, Virginia, Lynchburg, which was a huge crowd for that small an area. So
there are blue people in red areas.
Yeah, so you're right. They don't know what's coming. One last post. Only in MAGA world do retired folks, teachers, clergy, students, nurses, and union members at the No Kings rally get called terrorists, while the Proud Boys who smeared on the Capitol walls get called patriots.
Yep.
January 6th, we're the opposite of that, if you want to know what this Saturday is all about. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, we have John Fugelsang, we have Dr. Doom, we have Dana Goldberg all coming up on the Big Thursday Show.
Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, better radio. WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, we'll check in with Rocker with a Max Inc. preview of some great local music.
And don't worry, the UB John and Gordy Halloween costumes are going fast. Don't wait.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Day 16 of the federal government shutdown, and as the president put it, we got the people that we want paid. The military, FBI. ABC's Rachel Scott reports they are the exceptions.
As so many of those federal workers worry about making ends meet, the House is still out of town. They are out on recess. Lawmakers are still getting their paychecks, and Senate Democrats rejected the GOP proposal to fund the government for the ninth time. There is no end in sight.
An Associated Press poll this morning finds Americans blame President Trump, Republicans in Congress, and Democrats in Congress almost equally. Venezuela will complain to the UN today about deadly U.S. attacks on boats in international waters. Boats the White House says were running drugs. President Trump says he may authorize next military action inside Venezuela. The Vatican says the church has a moral obligation to help victims of clergy sex abuse heal, including financial reparations. This is ABC News.